Are you blessed? Are you prosperous? Are you victorious? Are you ready for bigger things? How about a breakthrough? Oh. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Start at verse 1, please. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. You, therefore, must what? Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. How many of y'all know you're a soldier? Amen. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Now, that word is something very specific. That means competes according to the governing laws of existence. Everyone say governing laws of existence. Hallelujah. And if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the governing laws of existence. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all these things. There are governing rules or laws of existence. And until these governing laws are understood, you can't have breakthroughs. Not the way you want them. You may have moments of breakthrough, but not complete. So is it essential to know the governing laws of existence? Yes. You know, when God gave the Ten Commandments, those were governing laws of existence. They're in me and you, you know. We already know them. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law, what does the law represent? The governing laws or rules of what? Existence. The law is what? Perfect, converting the soul. Why? So the soul can be obedient. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than what? Gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, why? Because gold is desired. The honey was desired. He's saying, look at this, must be more of a desire than anything. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is what? Great reward. In other words, in keeping the governing rules or laws of existence, there is great reward. In other words, you must know them. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be what? Deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also what? Oh man, that is the governing law of existence. You know how many people don't realize that? For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap what? Everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart or quit. That is vital. So the first thing he's saying about this is we need to be consistent. We need to be what? Consistent. Consistency is ruled by discipline. Consistency is ruled by what? Discipline. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. So what rules consistency? Discipline. So don't tell me you're consistent if you ain't got discipline. Discipline should be a friend of ours. The Holy Spirit encourages a life of discipline. Doesn't mean you won't make mistakes, but you'll discipline yourself to do something called repent. First Samuel 15:22. So Samuel said to Saul, "As the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings as sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is what? Better than sacrifice." So obedience is a law. "And to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and a stubbornness is as an iniquity and idolatry. And because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he will also reject you for being a king." You know, we're called to be priests and kings, right? You want to be rejected? Amen. And when you fall out of the laws of existence, the governing laws of existence, when you begin to trample them, God begins to look at us as, "I don't know if I can hold you in position anymore." Because we're going to reap what we what? Sow. Amen. And positioning is everything. Because it takes, if you can't be consistent, you can't be consistent to stay in position, but you got to have discipline, don't you? So discipline protects, it promotes, it encourages, and it rules consistency. Matthew chapter 6. Here he says, "Obedience was better than sacrifice." So many people keep looking at their sacrifices instead of being obedient. I used to hear that from people all the time. "I've sacrificed all this." Too bad. God's not looking at the sacrifice. He wants to know if you're going to be obedient. See, they utilize that and justify it to be disobedient. Matthew chapter 6. We didn't sacrifice what he sacrificed himself. That's what he's trying to get us to. Sacrifice ourselves. See, so when you think about consistency and discipline, that's the area where you're denying yourself. Amen. Verse 14. Matthew 6:14. "For if you what? Forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." How many of y'all know you need forgiveness? But you gotta forgive to receive forgiveness. "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You know, many people are still bitter, unforgiving, hold offenses. You know, holding offenses is just another name for unforgiveness. And I don't mean about a wooden fence. Amen? This is offense. Praise God. Forgiveness. Acts chapter 3 and verse 17. "And now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began." So he's saying repent. Why? So you can be refreshed. You know, some people, again, there's that area where people forget about repentance when it should be before us all the time. Conviction should be before us all the time. So even if you do something you know you aren't supposed to do, you repent. Why? You're activating the blood of Christ. Amen? And you're shutting the door to the enemy. Confessing your sins. That's repentance. It doesn't mean you got to go around and tell everybody what you did. Hello. It's between you and God. Does everybody get that? You know, I want to go hear a testimony from an individual one time. And he was boasting on his sins. And it went on and on. And I finally said, man, Lord, I can't take this. And the guy finally shut up. And this was, he took me with him and invited me to go to a drug program that he was giving a testimony to. And he obviously wasn't delivered completely. He was still in martial arts and all this other stuff. He was rough. And man, he started boasting about all of his sins and works and this and that and whatever. And I'm thinking, man, Lord, this is not right. How these guys are trying to get free, and he's boasting about all his sins, bringing them back, you know. And so it started as a testimony. Then it started as pride. It ended up as pride and boasting. And so finally the Lord shut him up. I mean, there was divine intervention, and he stopped. All of a sudden, he stopped. And he looked at me and said, now guy's going to pray for you. I'm like, what the heck? And the Lord said, go. I want you to lay hands on everyone in this place. You to break the curse off of them, cast devils out, do what you got to do, like I told you. I said, oh, snap. Anyways, it was a mini revival that night. It was powerful. Even the director of this program was on the floor crying. And 2 days later or 3 days later, they invited me to be the pastor of that place. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, you'll be whatever I tell you to be. I said, okay. And I went. And, but, you know, I was there for a year, my volunteer job that I got thrown out of. And they just didn't want to accept the area of demonic influence. So I used to tell them, there was smoke in there. I'm thinking, man, these guys are all huffing, you know, a bunch of huffing spirits. I said, you're allowing them to smoke here. They're just passing these demons on to one another, not getting rid of them. They're playing secular music and. Like, what the heck? And I kept telling them, man, these guys aren't going to last. And the director said to me, man, you think there's a demon around every corner? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm talking to one right now. But anyways, I finally got my notice. It was time to go. And the guy that was the main house manager fell. One of the directors fell. And, you know, that's all I could do is pray for them. But then it's when the Lord said to me, I want you to start Total Freedom. And that's how Total Freedom basically started. Because I would, you know, because we wanted total freedom. See, he was sending me to these places to learn partial freedom. I went, my dad brings total deliverance, not partial. And they were bringing him curriculums that were 12-stepping. They were tiptoeing through the tulips, you know. They weren't free. They were learning demon management, not freedom. And only through the Holy Spirit can you truly have freedom. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says the letter kills and the spirit gives life. Thank you, Master. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis 2, 15, then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. You know, God did not need a gardener. I want you to understand that. This was going to be training for Adam. This is how the Lord was going to fellowship with Adam. Does everybody get it? He was going to show him, train him, teach him. I mean, Adam named all the animals. Think about that. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you're going to die or partake of it. So Adam knew already about this tree. It was a tree of deception. It was a tree of death. But all the other trees he can eat from because he was maintaining life. Remember, I know this is going to sound very strange for some, but Adam was an eternal being. Does everybody get it? He was an eternal being. The life of Adam was in the spirit. I don't believe Adam had blood yet. I believe when him and Eve fell, that blood came. They got totally changed from an eternal being to a being that was destined to die. Even though they lived 900 years old, you know. Does everybody understand that? Can you imagine them in the garden walking around and they slipped and cut themselves to death and bled to death? That couldn't happen. Amen? Not until after the fall, then the blood. In fact, God killed an animal. Amen? And covered them with what? It was associated with covering them with blood. Amen. And the Lord God said, it is not good for that man should be alone, and I will make him a helper compatible to him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. So Adam named the animals. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Why? Because the animal was now the ruler of the earth. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper compatible to him. So the Lord caused a deep sleep or coma to fall on Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed it up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man. And as soon as he woke up, she had a honey-do list. That was the last rest Adam would ever have. And Adam said, what did you do? No. This is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Oh, hallelujah. So Adam was taught the governing rules of existence right then and there. Amen. He was saying it was about not partaking of that knowledge that is evil and good, but partaking of righteousness and truth. Again, Adam had an eternal honey-do list, but God knew. Amen. So Adam explained to his wife everything that was going on, learning the governing laws of existence. Again, without knowing the governing laws of existence, you can't get a complete breakthrough. Why? Because those governing laws of existence allow me and you to repent for the things that we're not cooperating with. Does everybody get that? Oh, happy days. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Let's speak it likewise, you younger people. Submit yourselves to your what? Elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. Be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, it's going to come to pass. Casting your care upon him for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. So you must resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So everybody's going through it. Amen? There's got to be a reality of the forces of darkness. If you do not have a reality to forces of darkness that are coming against you, that your battle is not physical, it's spiritual, you won't have the full breakthrough. There must be a resistance for your breakthrough. Because a breakthrough is a dismantlement of the enemy's hold on you. Come on, say it with me. A breakthrough is a dismantlement of the enemy's hold on you. Whether it's physical, spiritual, financial, whatever, sickness. It's what is unseen that has brought the delay, the hold, the bondage, or a curse. And we need to break through these things. Hallelujah. Again, consistency is backed by what? Discipline. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, please. Therefore I what? I run, thus not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. In other words, he knows who his enemy is. But I what? Discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. Discipline. Discipline. It is a price of breakthrough. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with what? Endurance, the race that is set before us. So can we have endurance without discipline? Endurance is a part of resistance, isn't it? If you don't have endurance, you ain't going to resist. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. We must run with endurance. It is ability, now listen to this, to resist emotional temptations. It is ability to resist emotional temptation. Resistance. Psalm 40, verse 1. Let's speak it. I what? Woohoo! I what? Waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. So to wait patiently, are you going to need endurance? Are you going to be able to resist? Are you going to need discipline? Are you an individual that's consistent? Amen. Other than that, you ain't waiting for nothing. You'll be anxious for everything. Verse 2, he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a song in my mouth. Oh, worship is a wonderful way of breakthrough. Praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak them, there are more than can be numbered. Whoa. Again, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come in the scroll, the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. What law is this? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Come on, what law is this? The governing law of what? Existence. It was put in his what? His heart. The governing law of existence. Think about that. Existence. It started in the garden. The Lord gave the law. Man, don't eat this. Don't partake of this. It'll kill you. It's a poison tree. It's a tree of death. Glory. Breakthrough process. You got to know the governing laws of existence. And then you got to know how to break through. You got to be disciplined and so forth. Amen. Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my what? What are those laws again? Governing laws of what? Existence. In their hearts and in their minds, in their thoughts. And I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is a remission of there is no longer what? An offering for sin. Wow. No need. Again, he said these governing laws of existence he would put in the hearts of man and in their thoughts. Proverbs 3, starting at verse 1. What's the Lord said? My son, do not forget my governing laws of what? Existence. But let your heart keep my commands or commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean on not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Oh, hallelujah. Governing laws of existence in the heart and the minds. Amen. And remember, don't forget these governing laws, he says. These are what are going to guide us. We need breakthroughs, right? Again, there's times when you get moments of breakthrough, but we want full breakthroughs. And if you're looking to feel your breakthrough, you ain't getting it. Breakthrough is not a feeling. It's a peace. It's a knowing. Amen. It's a manifestation of God's divine intervention. But what he does is he prepares us and he positions. There's got to be a spiritual positioning in this arena. That's why we've got to be disciplined. That's why we've got to be consistent. 2 Corinthians 6:17, please. Therefore, come out from among them and be what? Separate, sanctified, says the Lord. And don't touch what is what? Unclean. How many of y'all know cursed items are unclean? You know, how much of the world knows what an accursed item is? They're walking around with them. Don't touch what's unclean and I will receive you. So if you're walking around touching unclean things, he's not going to receive you. Why? Because this is a governing law of existence. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. If you what? Don't touch unclean things. Amen. Don't agree with unclean. If you touch unclean things by any means, repent quickly. Amen. Philippians 3:12. Let's speak it, not that I have already attained or am already perfected. But I what? I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press forward toward the goal, amen, for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this in our thoughts and minds. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind. Don't look back. Amen? Don't look back. You know, when you look back, you go to butt-butt. You fall into the butt-butt circumstance. And you're no longer the head, you're the tail. Hebrews 4:12, please. For the word of God is what? Living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So the word of God is essential. It's called the Warrior's Handbook also, isn't it? Shortcut. Warrior's Handbook. In other words, prayer. That's what he's saying. Prayer. Prayer. You know, many people know the Word of God, but they ain't getting breakthroughs. You know why? Because they don't know the governing laws of existence. That's offensive to the Lord because they're not submitting to, they're not acknowledging them, they're not obeying them. And I'm going to close at Matthew 6. Is it obedience a governing law of existence? Yes. Praise God. I think we have a breakthrough tonight. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. I'm just having a good old time. I guess. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. Plus, I was out in the sun too long today. Matthew 6. I got blinded by the light. Verse 31. Okay. Is everybody there? Therefore, do not what? Woohoo! Do not what? Worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first seek what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The breakthrough process is available for every believer. Unfortunately, it's not available for an unbeliever. Why? Because they don't know the governing laws of existence. They live by their own law. But we live by our governing law of existence. We know within it, when you are born into the Spirit, filled with the Spirit of God, that law is put in you. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. You might not memorize it, but when you begin to commit or get close to doing it, it will come up. Thou shalt not. Everybody remember that? Amen. All of a sudden it's like, don't do that. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We are honored and blessed that you give us revelation to breakthrough. We thank you for all the breakthrough moments, but Lord, we're looking for that full breakthrough. And we thank you because it is there, tangible, and waiting for us to step in and align ourselves. So we promise to give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.